Everyone, this is your one and only personal astrophysicist Rohit Agrawal, right there, bringing a brand new episode for our podcast Astrophysicist. And today we have something really, really special. And guess what? I think that the person who's redirected here and who can actually come here can be passionate about physics. And most of the youngsters, most of the people out there in 11th grade, 12th grade, most of the times they are thinking that how we should pursue our research career, how we should pursue astrophysics, especially when I'm from India and when I've interacted with people from India, they're like, we don't know how to do this. And there is very, very little content available on internet. And because of that, your one and only personal astrophysicist, Rohit Agrawal, has brought something really, really special. And today we have someone who's really from this field and who's pursuing his dream of pursuing his ambition of becoming an astrophysicist. And he's pursuing this from one of the finest colleges of India, Indian Institute of Space Science and Technology. And that's really, really special. And today we'll be talking about how to be an astrophysicist in India. If you're an 11th grader, if you have just started your career as a graduate student, a bachelor's, doing master's, anything, we have created a timeline and we'll go through that in this particular episode. So just stay tuned. And what else? Hi, Varun.
Hi, Rohit.
So tell us about yourself.
Yeah, about me. I am my name is Varun Nigam. I am a student in I'm a third year student from the Indian Institute of Space Science and Technology, which is in Trivandrum, Kerala. I'm pursuing the dual degree program, which is a joint integrated program in which I pursue my two degrees, that are bachelor's and master's. So I get a BTech in engineering physics and also a master's, in which I have four choices. So the one choice that I'm willing to take is for astrophysics and astronomy. I have been currently I'm in the third year, which will be starting soon, and I have been working on several projects developing nano satellites and various other things. Over to you, Rohit.
Yeah. So as you can see, Varun has already told us about himself, and you can actually think that if someone is doing that currently, so he can help us a lot. So we have together developed a timeline. So first of all, why it's important. So what I think is that when I am also, you know, I've told you before that I'm a student myself. I'm not an established astrophysicist for now. So I just felt that, yeah, it's very important to, you know, first let us have a roadmap on which we have to follow, like a roadmap which we should follow for our career. And that career options are very, very less in India, especially when you're talking about like most of the times people, most of the times parents encourage us to be engineers, to be doctors. But actually, this is something of a passion itself. It's like a musician, like being a musician is a passion, and same is with astrophysics, I believe. So being an astrophysicist is following your passion. There is not much payout. There's not a very good scope if you are thinking in terms of income. You have to face harsh difficulties, you know. There are many problems, but still, for a future astrophysicist, it's nothing. It's just another, it's just another footprint of, you know, going ahead. So today we will bring our timeline, and we'll be helping everyone from 11th grader, 12th grader, like who has just started his ambition, like who is just begin to start streaming and, you know, these kind of things. So first of all, we'll be talking about 11th and 12th. Like if you're in 11th and 12th, what can you do now? So it's just after your high school, what can you do after your high school? So most of the times people can appear for JE Advanced because that is the basic thing that is required for most of the colleges. Okay, one disclaimer that is very, very important. is that you know, it's very important to note that we will only be discussing about one of the esteemed colleges of India. Like, we have not included more than 10 colleges, and we'll be discussing about these colleges only because they are one of the finest things. And if you're really passionate, you can go into these finest things. Then, and if you are really concerned with anything, then you can go into LE College. But yeah, we'll be talking about, most of the times we'll be talking about some finest colleges. So you can appear for JEE Advanced. You can prepare in your 11th and 12th for JEE Advanced. If you want, if you are willing to crack JEE Advanced, and if you are not confident to crack it in just 2 years, then you can take a drop year and you can prepare for JEE Advanced, because we'll be talking about three colleges which are interested in undergraduate admissions, and three of them have a common factor of JEE Advanced. So these three colleges are, number one, Indian Institute of Space Science and Technology, Trivandrum, Kerala. The one student from our today's episode is from there only. And then there is IISc, Indian Institute of Science, Bangalore, Karnataka. And then we have Interstate, ISER, right?
It's Institute of Science, Education and Research.
Okay, so thank you, Arun. And these three things, these three of the colleges have one common factor for admission, which is JEE Advanced. So if you can appear in JEE Advanced, and if you score a good rank, then it's possible for you to get an admission in any of these three colleges. But the process of admission on undergraduate closes here for IIST. There's just one criteria for admission on IIST. Now Varun will tell us about IISc and ISER.
Yes, so IISc is what I'll be talking about first, because IISc is the most prestigious institute for science and research in India. It is the institute that you would want to join if you want to do research in science. Because you know, you hear about IITs, NITs, everything, but there are multiple colleges, the IIT Mumbai, IIT Madras and all, but there's only one IISc, that is Indian Institute of Science. Try to understand, just comprehend the level of opportunities you would get there if you get into it. So the main program that IISc has is the conventional 4-year bachelor's degree, which is in which you take basic courses like physics, mathematics, chemistry, biology and engineering, and in it you will be learning the basics of what you will need to study astrophysics in detail further after your bachelor's or master's, when you learn or take up astrophysics field as your curricular or academic thing. Okay, so this 4-year bachelor's of science, that is BSc program, which IISc offers, you can enter this via multiple qualifying exams, which are JEE Main, JEE Advanced or KVPY. So you can apply either from one of these, two of these or all of these. It's totally up to you. You have the freedom. What this course is all about is teaching the basic principles and the core physics, chemistry, maths behind what you need to study. Like, you know, getting up the tools to study complex field like astrophysics. This is what this IISc program is. If you get into this will be the most encouraging thing to your career for astrophysics. Next, going into the ISER, which is Indian Institute of Science, Education and Research. This is something new that was started recently. There are only a few ISERs in India. What program they offer is, they offer BSMS program, which is an integrated program. You get both the degrees in 5 years, which we would conventionally take 6 years. Like, you, if you take bachelor's for 4 years and then further master's for 2 years, instead of that, if you take integrated course, you get both the degrees and learn the same amount of knowledge within just 5 years, saving 1 year and getting an extra degree and more knowledge. What ISER offers is the BSMS program, in which again you learn the basic PCMB and all the basic principles to study astrophysics. And to enter this institute, you the common examination, as Rohit mentioned, JEE Advanced. Other than that, KVPY, and else they also have an additional ISER aptitude test known as IAT, which you can also appear if you want to get into it. So you can, similar to IISc, you can apply through any one of these or all of these. It's totally up to you.
Pretty interesting. And now, since we have seen what we need to do in our 11th and 12th to get into these three esteemed colleges, now we'll talk about the programs that these colleges offer. Since Varun has mentioned IISc and IISr programs, which is a 4-year program and 5-year program respectively, like IISc offers a 4-year program, whereas IISr offers a 5-year program. I'll talk about IISc, which actually gives you an opportunity to do a dual degree program. Actually, the benefit of the dual degree is that you can complete your bachelor's, that is of 4 years, and your master's, that is of 2 years, in 5 years. Actually, if you'll do it one by one, then it will take 6 years. But if you'll do it with the dual degree program offered by this institute, you'll complete it only in 5 years. So that actually offers you BTech in engineering physics and MSc in astronomy and astrophysics. There are three more fields, but since they are not significant here because we are talking about astronomy and astrophysics, and Varun is also pursuing that only, right?
Yes. So it's not like they are not significant, but they are not as much related to the astrophysics branch, the astrophysics branch itself. So they are useful in what we call the astrophysics field. So in astronomy, you need, so let me mention those branches for masters just for completion. So it consists of solid state physics, optical engineering, and earth system sciences. So these are in some or the other way related to astronomy, in which either you get into observational astronomy or building satellites, remote sensing, getting telescopes fixed, making telescopes, making measurements of different distant stars or objects like galaxies and nebulas. So these are less related to astrophysics significantly. Like astrophysics is much like studying the actual bodies and phenomena in outer space. Like if you want to study a black hole or a neutron star and what physics it has, how it revolves, what magnetic field it has, it is all astrophysics. But all the other three branches are also in some way related to astronomy, but closer to Earth, I would say.
Now we can actually get direct absorptions in ISRO esteemed organizations of India, like ISRO, Indian Institute of Astrophysics, IIA, and various research research programs in different colleges as a teaching faculty. But still, if you want to study further, you can opt for post graduation or masters. So there are basically two aspects of that. Either you can go in the theoretical side, which actually offers MSc, and either you can go into the observational side like MTech. Actually, observational side is getting in a job or getting opportunities in research, telescope observatories and main telescope centers like Vain Bapu Observatory and many more. So there are various colleges. Now we are complete with these three colleges, which actually offers you graduation like bachelor's. But when it comes to post-graduation, then there are many colleges in India which actually offers you post-graduation in astronomy and astrophysics. Then we have basically both MSc and MTech comes with 2 years of program. Like it'll be of 2 years. Some of these MSc and MTech programs are integrated with PhD. So we'll be talking about them. So if you want to go in theoretical side, means if you want to go in research field, if you want to go to a college, or if you want to go to a research center as a teaching faculty or a research fellow, means on the whole, if you want to be an theory based astrophysicist, then I think that you should opt for MSc. But if you want to do research, if you want to do observational research, then you must go with MTech. So I'll be telling about MSc, and Varun will guide us through observational MTech. So first of all, in MSc, we have two options. Either you can do MSc integrated with PhD, or you can do separate MSc. So first of all, the integrated with PhD MSc is offered by Indian Institute of Science and ISA. Then we have separate MSc is offered by Indian Institute of Space Science and Technology and IUCA, Inter-University Center for Astronomy and Astrophysics. So then we have observational side. Over to you.
Yeah, so observational side, you would want to do the MTech, but since in India, we have very few undergrad colleges or prestigious institutes which offer a unique field like astronomy as a further study. We have it only with an integrated PhD. So there are two such prestigious institutes. One of them is IIA, which is Indian Institute of Astrophysics. It has an integrated MTech plus PhD program. So you'll get a master's and a PhD program in which you'll be learning the basics of what astrophysics is about. Like the just elaborating on the theoretical and observational sides, what I would say in simple words is observational astronomy is all about data analysis. Getting the data from telescopes and observatories and analyzing those to compare with the results that we have from the predictions of theoretical side. And theoretical of astronomy is about what kind of data they should get, like predicting the data from the observatories and telescopes. So if you are going into the observational side, you will start study these fields like photonics and applied optics, in which you will learn more about telescopes and observatories like the Hubble Space Telescope, the James Webb Telescope, observing the sun in different wavelengths, the stars, exoplanets, how to measure exoplanets, how to detect them, etc. So you will do this in an integrated program, which will be MTech plus PhD. So if you take this program, you will get a master's in these fields, and you will go for a PhD in which you would pursue a thesis in which you will perform research on one certain project based upon your interest. And the second one is ARIES, which is known as Aryabhatta Research Institute of Observational Science. This institute is more like an observatory only. So what it offers is, since it itself is an observatory, it offers this program, which is integrated MTech and PhD program, in which they take up students and they allow them to study as well as perform their own research in this MTech PhD program. It is similar to what you have in IIA. IIA also has various observatories across India. They take up postgraduate students for masters and then allow them to pursue their PhD on a particular project in one of their observatories.
That was quite well justified, thank you. And now telling you about the scope after masters. So the scope increases, obviously it increases after masters. Like if you've done graduation, then it's obviously less scope to get absorbed into any organization, into any as a research faculty, into any institute, but it's obviously bigger than when it comes to, you know, job opportunities after masters. So if you've done observational, as we have mentioned before, if you've done observational MTech, then you can be absorbed into telescope observatories, which are many in number, and most of them are operated by Indian Institute of Astronomy, Indian Institute of Astrophysics in India, and research institutes like IUCA, and there are many more research laboratories of ISRO. You can be absorbed into many of these things. But now coming to further education, there is this last thing left, which is called PhD. So there are many institutes. Like if you are absorbed as a research fellow in any of these institutes, you can get an opportunity to pursue a PhD program. And you know, after masters, most of the times you get internships and all. So you can pursue your PhD in any of these colleges. Although there are many more, but still most of the times the well-known colleges of India are these only. So actually a PhD program consists of 3 years, and these are the colleges like Indian Institute of Space Science and Technology, and this is the only college, like this is one of the colleges which offers three of these programs. Like it offers undergraduate program, it offers graduation programs, like for your bachelor's, it offers master's program, and then it offers PhD programs as well. Then we have IIA, Indian Institute of Astrophysics, which operates most of the laboratories, observational telescopes here in India. Then we have IUCA. Then we have IISc. IISc is also one of these institutes which offers all of these things, like from bachelor's, master's to further PhD programs. Then we have ARES. ARES is Aryabhatta Research Institute of Earth and Observational Sciences. Then we have ISER. Then we have NCRA. So NCRA is basically a research laboratory by ISRO and National Center for Radio Astronomy, right?
Yes, Rohit. So this is the main part. Like most of our audio audience would be waiting here for their career opportunities in astrophysics. Like, just let me clarify. After you have done your master's in any field related to astronomy and astrophysics, you can call yourself an astrophysicist. Okay, there's no problem in that. So what do you do after getting a master's? Like, not sit at home, of course. So if you are a master's in an astronomical related field, the best option that you have is like settling, if you want to settle in a job or something, then go into the astronomy industry, which consists of these private or government organizations like ISRO, SpaceX, NASA. Like they're abroad, but India also has many such organizations which take you as a in their industry for instrumentation, programming and observations. Like they would want someone to analyze their data who understand what they're dealing with. Okay, so if you have a master's, then this is one way you can settle into a job and get an income, and you know, stop being an astrophysicist and getting some income out of it, pursuing your career in your fascinating field. After that, if you are keen on learning further on what astrophysics is really about, you can go into a PhD. Like, it's a disputed topic, I know. But pursuing a PhD is not easy. The thing is, if you are really eager on learning deep astronomical and astrophysical concepts, or you know, the projects that are going on currently, they are vast in number and they are really profound. So what you can do is, there are two methods what you can do. One is, you can join some university which is related to one of these institutes that we mentioned during this podcast. You can join it as a faculty, like you can teach the students as a professor at a certain level, and then perform your own research. Like you can propose certain projects of your own and study them on your own, get a team together and pursue the research field on your own while getting some income out of your faculty position. The second thing is a little less common, which is a research scientist. What you do is, you go for a postdoctoral program. So this postdoctoral program is something which you do after you get your PhD. In postdoctoral programs, what you do is, you go into some institutes, you work on some research projects, and you work on it as long as you need to. If you want to drop out of it, or if the project is completed, you can go on to another project in some other institute. So it's like jumping onto different projects, learning new things and getting experience in this field. So it's a less common taken field, it's not that stable, but it's worthwhile for the ones who are keen on learning astrophysics and gaining much further knowledge about what astrophysics is all about.
It's quite well justified. Thank you again. And so this was about the basic idea of how you can go from a school student to further a PhD graduate, and how you can pursue these programs in various esteemed colleges, various esteemed institutes of India. Now, since we have discussed about, you know, what are the basic scope after pursuing astrophysics. You can be an educator, you can educate people about your research, and you can do research on your own as well. Like, you can be a research scientist, as Varun told us. So there are many opportunities after you do these programs, and you are eligible to call, most prominent thing, you are eligible to call yourself an astrophysicist after you have done your master's. So Varun, when you'll be able to call yourself an astrophysicist?
I think right after my graduate itself, because I would have day again gotten my master's in astronomy and astrophysics itself. So in just 2 years, I guess.
So you are talking to a so you must be amazed, you know, you are talking to an astrophysicist, to be astrophysicist, Varun, right? And so this was all about the timeline, this was all about the things that we discussed, like how to be an astrophysicist in India, how to pursue astrophysics in India. This has been a really, really great episode, and I hope that this will help you, even if you are a, you know, 11th grade student, 12th grade student, if you are aiming to be an astrophysicist, because this field is what I believe is the most prestigious things out there, that is present, and it is one of the finest professions. But still, it's not, you know, meant that much. It's too much underrated, because we don't have many opportunities lying around. You know, there's a lot of hard work that we need to put in. You know, most of the times, if you want to be a computer engineer, you just have to do your BTech in computer science, and then you're settled for a company, and then you can do your job. But still, look at the efforts that you need to put in. You cannot easily get these colleges. You need to put a lot of hard work to get these colleges. And obviously, Varun has put them. And we'll have the last further guidance, the further assistance, and how you did it, and how this field interested you. After that, we'll end up our episode. So over to you, Varun.
Yeah, so I would like to urge my young audience which are sharing this podcast, because astronomy is the future, or I would say space is the future for humanity. We are exploring a lot out of Earth, out of our atmosphere, getting into different planets. Like, we are looking up to the planets which are similar to Earth, thousands of light years beyond our reach, and we are even studying there. So, for the future of humanity, we need to start spreading awareness about astronomy. For me, it was from my young ages which interested in astronomy. Like, I was interested in science, basically. But as I get to know more about the different fields in science, like physics, chemistry, biology, and I was interested into physics, then I learned about astronomy, what astronomy is all about, then astrophysics, how it studies different objects outside the stars, galaxies, and how you can comprehend those distant objects from only using our eyes and telescopes that we invented just on our own. So it fascinated me a lot, and by reading through different books like Stephen Hawking, Brian Greene, and all, it fascinated the idea of the exploring beyond our reach itself. So that is what interested me. So the young audience is our future, and if they are interested in astronomy, they should pursue a career in it. If you like, the interest in astronomy is first of all very rare. If you have that interest, it's a really good thing. It also puts a responsibility upon you that you should spread this interest among the general public, which don't have awareness about astronomy. How you can make them aware about what this field is all about, and how humanity can survive through the different things that that are going to be faced by humans. That's all from my side. Thank you, Rohit, for inviting me. It was a great pleasure talking to you. And let me know from my audience if they have any questions, or if they want to contact me further for any further guidance, they can do so willingly. There's no hesitation for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Varun. Thanks a lot. And this was about this episode. It was really pleasurable with working, Varun, too. and he's a really, really great guy besides an interesting fellow in astrophysics only. He's a very good person. And this was all about this episode. For further details, you can contact me, you can contact Varun. I'll mention his Instagram ID in the description of the podcast. You can contact him. And you know, these are the things. We have a very, very, very small community, so we need to work together. And this episode was sponsored by Anchor, as we told in the starting. So if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to create a podcast. You can create your own podcast. Just go to Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Thank you very much. This was all for this episode. Let us meet in the next episode. And yes, one reminder, we are going to bring in the second episode of a season 3. So till then, stay tuned. Till then, take care of yourself and bye-bye.